Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
A beautiful song there, Colin Maluleke. Radio Pulpit, yeah, we play you the best, nothing but the best. And speaking about the best, I also have the best in studio this afternoon. His name is Ronnie L. Vusi, do you have that thing of hands, you know, where we clap for someone when we welcome them? I want to clap hands for Ronnie.
Wow.
You feel special, right?
I feel special. I feel like we have a live audience.
How are you doing this afternoon?
Very well, thank you.
Good to have you here.
Good to be invited and to be here.
But
and
not your first time, ne?
No.
At Radio Pulpit?
No,
you've been here before.
I've been here before.
Okay.
Yeah. I think I'm a good friend now to Radio Pulpit.
I love it for you. Now, Ronnie L. Is L your other name or your surname?
So therein is a very interesting story of how Ronnie L comes about.
Okay.
So both are my names. So my first name is Lebohang.
Okay.
It's Lebohang in Sesotho, Bongani.
Lebohang is Venda.
It's Venda. Okay. Yes. And then my second name, Ronnie. So Lebohang I got from my father's side because Kibona ba Venda. And then Ronnie I got from my mother's side because they are Swati and colored.
Oh, so you're a mixture
I'm a salad.
Whoopies. You're a salad.
I'm a salad.
Mixed fruit.
But also what happened was that, you know, I was part of that generation of children that went to multiracial schools when they opened them in 1994. When I got there, the white people there were just saying, no, but
They struggle to pronounce your name. I get you. So you made it easy, Ronnie L.
They decided, Jorge, you're going to be called Ronnie.
Wow.
Yeah,
and you ran with it. Here you are.
I had no choice.
Oh, Ronnie, such a blessing to have you here.
Thank you.
Your journey with music, how did it start? Take us back to Ronnie back in Venda.
Yeah.
When you realized I am called for the ministry of music.
Sure. So I was born and bred in church. So I think ever since I became conscious as a human being, I was in church.
All right.
My uncle founded one of the big churches in Venda. They used to do crusades all the time. You know, so there were conferences and we were singing all the time until I joined the church choir at the age of 13.
Okay.
So in our church, you would study with children's church and then graduate to youth. And then when you graduate to youth, then you can access all the other activities of the big church.
All right.
So that's how I got into the choir. My mother was already singing in the choir. She was singing soprano. We had two choirs that time. It was the contemporary mass choir. And then it was in the 90s, you know, we loved emulating American choirs with the big mass choir with the gowns.
The Brooklyn choir. Those ones.
So it was that type of choir. And and then we had a second choir, which was an a cappella choir also. Smaller and, you know, didn't have any music or instruments.
Okay.
So that's kind of where my passion for music came. And from there, you know, we would have groups, talent shows in church. I remember the other group that we had was called Change. Votakendo were in there, Ropiwa were there.
Oh, wow.
And Maduwa, you know, was singing also in our church at that time. Maduwa, in fact, was singing since she was in children's church. When she says she started singing at 3 or 4, she's really telling the truth.
You know, you're on a little bike. I was there.
So that's how the journey started.
Wow. And then later in life, where you're now starting to release songs, working on your first song, about to release it. How did that come about? You decided? Did God speak to you? What happened?
No, I'm afraid there was no big, you know, Damascus experience with lightning and thunder. And
I hear you.
It was really, you know, so I've always been singing. So even at varsity, you know, there was campus ministry I was involved in. So I would sing there. I think I was singing two worship teams at that time.
Okay.
And then when I finished my studies and started to work, you know, I had to focus on just getting my career going in corporate. And I did that for about, you know, 12 years. And as I was doing that and also singing in church, you know, in the different churches around Joburg, you know, my two friends, Bridget and Mzi, after, you know, I led worship the one Sunday, they came to me and they said, so, okay, Humunati and everything. Thank you very much for the worship today. It was great. And, you know, what a blessing. It's a Mara here. No. What is going to happen with you? Do you just want to end up here in church? You know, don't you want to share your gift with a wider, you know, audience and the bigger world out there? And really, honestly, you know, every time I talk about that story, and if anybody asks me who discovered you, it's Bridget and Mzi. And so from that conversation, I mean, they just didn't ask me and sit down. They actually, you know, started to push me.
Mm.
Look, we can host a show. If you don't want to do it alone, you know, let's co-host it with someone, another artist.
Mm.
And so that led to me doing my first, my launch, actually, which was in 2015.
Okay.
November,
mm.
The Night of African Worship. And we hosted it at World of Yamaha,
mm-hmm.
In Marlboro. I then co-hosted with Wichoko,
okay.
Who's also an award-winning artist. But she does both gospel and African traditional, you know,
okay.
Soul. And so we did that show, and that's how my music career starts professionally.
Mm.
After that, we released my first single, Lord, I Love You, which won the Crown Gospel Music Award. And then from there, an EP with four tracks came out, and then the full album came out in 2019,
sure.
A Call to Love. And yeah, so now we're album number two.
Wow, beautiful. Sure. And you ever look back and, like, you know, get amazed at yourself? Because probably a young boy in Venda never thought would be where you are now.
No, absolutely. You know, so and I've had many opportunities to work with really some fantastic artists that I grew up, you know, watching and listening to, the likes of Brian Temba, you know, of course, Dakindo, my homeboy. Mm. We've been together for quite a while. And so, I mean, if I look at the journey leading up until to where we are, it's been really a productive journey. It's been God's grace.
Sure.
It's a tough industry, this one, to be in. Even gospel, you know, we're speaking about it now.
Off
it's a
air,
very,
yes.
very challenging industry. And so, if you've not really been called, you know, for it, I would really strongly advise you to stay away
from it.
Because
like
really, when the going gets tough
yeah.
and I've said, you know, previously that worship ministry, it's no different from starting a church. It's
sure.
just that when you don't have a you know, a venue and and people that you know that you go to every week, you know, but it is the same, because the same amount of calling.
Yeah.
The same amount of anointing, the same amount of staying power, you know, the same amount of financial, you know, input that you must put in. It's the same. The same kind of support you need. You need people to hear the message that God has given you as a worship minister. And so it's quite a tough journey. And so and it can be very lonely at times. You can sometimes wonder, did I hear properly? You
sure.
know, where is the provision coming?
I'm
waiting, you know. When the budget comes for the album, you're thinking, yo, where is this going to come from? So
sure.
So I think that it is a ministry at the end of the day, and it requires discipline. It requires commitment. And you need to have heard God say, this is the message I have for you that you must deliver in music.
Wow. And tell me, do you write your own music, or do you have someone writing for you?
I write a lot of my own,
okay.
But I also enjoy having others write for me. Mm. It's a bit risky, but you know, I think it's necessary sometimes. Mm. I just believe that you know, if you write a whole album yourself, it starts to sound, every song starts to sound the same.
Sure.
And so you need that diversity, you know, for people to help you write. What I found is important when you brief, you know, songwriters is, be sure what your album is going to be talking about.
Mm-hmm. Have a message.
Yeah.
I get you. Yeah.
So that's why for me, before I do any project, you know, I always go to God and say, what are you trying to say to people in this season? And he can be saying it through my own testimony, my own experience. But he needs to be saying something, you
sure.
know, so that when I brief a songwriter, I tell them, this is the theme of the album. It's about, you know, it's about grace. It's about, you know, putting your life back together. It's about losing everything and have God showing you enough grace to rebuild and restore you, you know.
Sure.
So that is the theme of the album. And so please write for me along those lines.
Wow.
These are my anchor scriptures.
Mm.
So this way you must draw inspiration from. Because for me, writing worship ministry or music or gospel without the word of God, it doesn't make any sense at all.
Sure.
Because then what inspires what we're singing about?
I get you.
Yeah.
Now, getting into the music family, if you just joined us, I'm with Ronnie L. in studio. He's my guest. We're speaking all things music this afternoon. And also, one of the songs that I see that's scheduled on our system that we're about to play now is Testimony. What is the message behind this song, Testimony? Are you with the song? Are you sharing your personal testimony? What is the message behind it?
Yes, that song is so layered. And it's an upbeat song. It's a nice praise song. But and it's at the end of the album because it really signifies, I think, the turning point for me.
Sure.
Through a very challenging time. We spoke about it off air. So for me, it's a testimony of how I conquered the journey of getting divorced.
Sure.
After 10 years of marriage, two children and all of that. And having lost everything in that process.
Yeah, because you lose.
You lose.
Yeah, sure.
So it's either you come out, with a fair or equitable outcome.
Mm.
Or someone has lost and someone has won.
Mm.
And in my case, I was a loser.
Sure.
The only thing I wasn't prepared to lose out on was a relationship with my children. So
amen.
I literally walked out with my kids and my bag of clothes.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And for my family and both our families with my ex-wife, there was a lot of turmoil, a lot of confusion, a lot of anger, resentment, how could you not fight and all of those things. And so, for me, walking out of that, setup of being, together with this person, joined, together in Christ, walking the same journey, and then suddenly, life has changed. Mm. You don't have a place to stay. The reality of getting divorced is you lose property.
You have to start from scratch.
You start from scratch, buying a spoon, buying a cup, buying a microwave. So that was my reality, at that point in time, and so. This whole album, actually, it's really about that journey, that 5 years, just going through that very, very difficult time. I wish it on nobody, even my worst enemy. I wouldn't wish for them to go through a process like that because, spiritually, emotionally, physically, I went through a depression. I had to be locked up in a mental wellness facility because it was so hard for me to process,
what has just happened. Sure.
And to think about, I'm going to actually start a new life. Mm. After
without this person without, as well.
Yes.
Yeah,
because she had become such a significant part of my life. And then things went wrong, because things go wrong.
Mm.
And so testimony essentially is at the end of the album, I'm saying, yes, I've gone through everything I've gone through. Mm. Yes, I've prayed, yes, I've acknowledged that, Lord, you are good. Mm. I have worshipped you through the tough time. Mm-hmm. I've praised you through it and I've acknowledged your beauty and your holiness. And the thing is, God doesn't change, and he's not changed by the things that happen to us, I had to come to that understanding and that realization. And so at the end of once all is said and done, God really took me through all of it. And he is good.
Amen.
And so testimony says, look what the Lord has done. He healed my body. And it's a song that we sang at primary school.
Wow.
Primary school. Mm. And I used to remember how much joy that song used to give me. Mm. So I thought, it's a really good way to actually close the album.
Sure.
Because at the end of the day, even though I've gone through a tough journey, joy, is... It's a choice that we must make ourselves.
Amen.
It's it's not like happiness, which is dependent on things that make us happy, but it's a choice. You can have joy in the storm, joy through a tough time,
amen.
Joy, when things are going wrong.
Mm.
And so for me, I just thought, okay, it's a testimony for me actually, and it encapsulates everything that is what this is all about.
Lovely. I love it. And many of us are going through stuff.
Yeah.
It might not be divorce. Mm. You might be listening right now. Maybe you are going through a divorce. Maybe you and your spouse, things are not right. Maybe you're in a relationship with someone and you guys have grown distance. Maybe it's your job, finances, whatever it is. Your testimony is really encouraging, to say to someone, in spite of where you are, God is good.
God is good.
Yeah, and he's not changed by our circumstances or where we are.
Not at all, eh?
I love it.
And I mean, he sees it. He sees the things before they happen, right? And sometimes it is part of your journey and your path.
No matter how painful it is.
No matter how painful it is. And so I think for me, the track number 2, it says you are good. Mm. It's literally scripture. Ne?
Sure.
So for me, I went through a phase where I thought, I can't pray. I don't know what to pray for. I don't know how to pray.
Mm.
I don't know if God is hearing me.
Mm.
I don't know if he cares, But despite all of that, coming back and saying, actually, he's not changed. He's not moved by all of this, Does it change who he is?
Mm.
It doesn't.
Sure. Let's take a song, family. Here is Ronnie L. The song is titled Testimony. May it speak to you, as he was just sharing about where God took him from. Know and believe that this is the same God who will take you through what you're going through right now. Enjoy.
There is radio and radio, and then there is 657 AM. Can you hear the difference?
The search continues for top quality South African Christian music. If you are a new artist or releasing a new CD, then send it to Radio Pulpit. For more information, please visit the Radio Pulpit website. That's www.radiopulpit.co.za. Or phone us during office hours, 012 334 1200. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Passionate about God, passionate about people. Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion. Download our mobile app or visit radiopulpit.co.za to listen to your favorite station 24 hours a day.
Beautiful sounds, Ronnie L. Testimony this afternoon right here on Heart to Heart. How do you feel when you hear your music on radio? Do you still get excited, or it's like, ah, man, you know, I do music, so...
It can never stop being exciting. I want to tell you now.
Yeah, it can never stop being exciting.
It can never
stop being exciting.
Sure,
no,
yeah.
Amazing work that you do. Thank you. Off air, I asked a question. I'd just like to repeat it again. Mm. Who did you work with on this project?
Yeah, so I had a really, really fantastic team, and I want to thank them, you know, all the time. Siyanqoba Mthethwa was my music director.
All right.
And music producer as well. And then I had Bongi Maseko, who was doing project management and, you know, PR and all the rest of it, you know, coordinating the activities. Yeah, and my band was, amazing.
I can hear.
They were amazing. Yeah. And of course, my backing vocals as well. Yeah.
Sure. Yeah. Ne? So much work that goes behind making music.
A
we think it's easy
work.
Stuff.
It's
you,
not.
We think you just grab the mic and it happens. Yeah,
no, it's a whole production, you know. And you know, you've got a budget, you've got to have admin, you've got to pay people,
sure.
You've got to book venues, you've got to have people must eat, you know. So it's quite a lot. And then after that is post production.
Sure,
that can even take longer.
Yeah,
and it's more expensive because then you have to put everything together
mm-hmm.
and make sure it's radio quality, all of those things.
Sure,
sometimes there are mistakes that happen that we don't pick up, you know, whilst we're recording, and you must go to the studio to fix
the mistakes.
You're paying all this.
Yeah. The second track that's lined up, Same God.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. What are you saying here with the song?
The song.
Same God.
You know this song, if you listen to the lyrics, so this song is saying, and it was written by my friend Nick Matebula.
All right.
It said the same God who's taking us through all the things that we go through in life. He hasn't changed. He can do it again.
Amen.
And so then at the end it says, you know, it just recognizes who he is, you know, because his name is Jesus. He's a savior and he's Yahweh, the breath of life.
Yeah.
So if I, and that's why I say, you know, every song in this album, it talks to the story or the journey that I went through. Because even when Nick was, you know, I said, please write something that's going to talk about, you know, having gone through a tough time and being restored and God coming out as the champ. That you know gives me the victory, and this one came out so beautifully. So, he's the same God that's taken us through, you know, waters, fires, and even now, you know, he's still there waiting for us, saying, you know, "I'm that same God." So, whatever you're going through now, I can still do the same thing that I did previously.
Powerful. When you were talking about what we're just saying right now, a picture came to mind of Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego when they were in the fire.
Yeah.
And same God.
Same God.
Sure.
Same God.
Powerful.
The same God that parted the Red Sea, you know, for the Israelites. Mm. He can part the sea again, you know.
And sometimes our seas, the sea in front of me scares me so much that I'm even not enjoying the fullness that God has placed around me.
Exactly.
Sure.
Exactly. So we get distracted by these things that come before us and they seem so big, you know. And so the bridge of the song says, so who can who can heal all your diseases,
you know? Hey.
It's only Jesus.
Amen.
And who can heal your broken heart? It's only Jesus.
True.
So, you know, And that's why, you know, for me, this, you know, all the messages, because I think these songs are called the messages, you know, I think all these messages that God has given me in this album, they really talk to who he is and that he's unchanging. He's constant, you know, he's reliable, he's dependable. It's us who change away, who falter. It's life around us that, you know. But he, if we have to, you know, he's like that tower, that Vodacom MTN tower, whatever.
I get you. He's like, you know, Wi-Fi. When like you are Wi-Fi. Down, you just connect to the Wi-Fi.
You just
and
connect, you know.
You
but,
are set.
But you need to be within range.
I get you.
You understand?
Mm-hmm.
So,
open more networking.
Come on. If you're not, how's the networking?
Yeah, you're going to lose
your
it.
Phone could work, you know, all of that. Mm. But you will not connect and get sure. all the benefits that flow from that connection.
And, you know, as we're talking, I just feel, you know, it pressed in my spirit that I just want to encourage someone listening today. Mm. Maybe you are doubting, you know. Maybe you feel like, this God thing is not working for me. It works.
It works.
He's the same God. We same just mentioned God. The one who was with Sarah and Abraham, with Meshach, Shadrach and Abednego. He is with you and I. So absolutely. Be encouraged. You know, try him. If God can do it for Ronnie, for myself, as in Paul, he'll do it for you too.
Absolutely. And you know what the important thing is that sometimes we... because we see, you know, people on the TV and we see them from far.
Sure.
And their lives.
Social media.
Social
media.
We're
always thinking it's perfect.
We think it's perfect.
Sure.
And we think that they don't have challenges. Mm-hmm. Even our own pastors, you know, they go through the same challenges that we go through.
Amen. True.
They
it's
go
true.
Through the same thing. Mm. But ultimately, you know.
We all run to the same person.
We run
God.
Back. We must run back to the God. Same God. Mm,
I hear you. So, should we play it?
Same God.
I'm sure the listeners want to hear it. Here is Ronnie L. with Same God.
The words of the Lord are words of life. Your heart is on 657 AM.
In today's rush world, there is limited time for yourself. Your cell phone, however, is with you all the time. So why not use it? Visit our Radio Pulpit website with your cell phone and restore your soul. There you can find out more about Radio Pulpit, download the Bible to your cell phone, read Word for Today, and you can listen to us online. Just visit www.radiopulpit.co.za, especially developed for your cell phone. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
There is radio and radio, and then there is 657 AM. Can you hear the difference?
Oh, yes, indeed. Savior, same God, Ronnie L. Beautiful music indeed this afternoon right here on Radio Pulpit, AM 657. We are your daily companion. You must be proud of yourself, right?
Yes.
What do your parents say?
My mom.
Yeah, I your mom.
My mom is... I think she's always wanted this.
Yeah,
like I said, she's a singer herself. Mm. She doesn't sing anymore because her voice got damaged. She she's a primary school teacher.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's from screaming.
From screaming.
Sit down. You're making noise.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So,
it's a proud
really,
moment
really
for
proud.
Her.
Yeah,
yeah,
it is. It is. Sure. It's almost like, you know, her dreams are coming true through these projects that I'm doing in music.
Wow. And your sons?
No, they are my biggest fans.
I can
my
imagine.
My biggest fans. So,
yeah, sure.
So my last show that I did, you know, they wanted to come on the stage and say hello to the people.
Wow.
So
amazing, right?
Yeah.
Sure.
It was only afterwards where they thought, there are so many people, Daddy. You know, are you a celebrity?
They're asking if you're a celebrity. Now, wrapping up our talk, Ronnie, this afternoon, what is that one message you can give to someone listening who wants to get into the industry? What sort of advice would you give to them?
Don't get me started.
You have a book full of advice.
I have a book that needs to be written.
Mm.
But I think, you know, we spoke about some of it. I think for me, the most important thing is this is a very tough industry. I think the first of all, the challenge you've got here is that you've got the spiritual mandate and then you've got the secular environment within which it must happen. And unfortunately, the you know, music as a business has got a structure. It's got a way in which it works. It's a beast of an animal of a thing.
Sure.
There are many, you know, forces in there. And if you remember, I mean, Lucifer was the angel of, you know, in God in charge of worship. And so there's a lot of darkness in it, even in gospel, by the way. A lot of jealousies, a lot of people, competition, a lot of, you know. So you've got the spiritual and you've got the secular.
Yeah.
And so you have to find a way to make the two work together for good. I think that's, for me, the first challenge, you know, because you are carrying a spiritual mandate and you come into an environment where, you know, you have to do all sorts of things to get ahead.
Yeah.
There are many stories we hear that happen. And so guarding your heart and your calling becomes very, very important. Mm. And I said, if God doesn't call you for this industry, don't do it. Mm. It really is a very, very taxing industry.
Sure.
You must pray. You must know where you stand.
Mm.
Sometimes you must be prepared to lose out on opportunities that are going to get you in front of the line.
Sure.
To do the right thing.
Sure, I hear you.
Yeah.
Mm. And that instead of taking shortcuts. Sure.
Absolutely. Mm. And that becomes a very difficult thing to manage because, you know, all of us, you know, put in all this work, all this effort, you know, because we want to reach as many people as we can, be recognized for our work and all of those things. And sometimes you find that you are just hitting a brick wall and, you know, the gatekeepers are there, you know, closing the gates, you know, for you. And so it becomes important to rely and depend on God completely.
Amen.
But you have to understand how the business of the music industry works. Or else you are going to, you're not going to get
You'll be crying my manager robbed me.
Yes.
This and that. I get you.
People
get information.
People
ask.
Sign.
Also
ask people that have gone into it, you know, and that have been in the space.
Mm.
And sometimes, you know, a lot of people ask, should I get signed by a label or should I be independent? You know, both are fine, provided that you. That you know what the requirements are, what the terms and conditions are for both.
I get you.
On the one side, if you're independent, everything depends on you.
Mm.
You are like that pastor who's starting a church.
Sure.
You know, so it's other people are going to help you or you've got resources yourself.
Mm.
If you're signed, it takes away a lot of the financial burden and marketing and PR because then the label
takes
does
care
that
of those
for
things.
You.
Yeah. Sure.
And you just take off the creative process. Mm. But it can also have its own, you know, disadvantages because then the label has got its own demands. You must meet your quotas. You know, they will say, give us 3 albums.
Mm.
Before you do that, you know, you can't work with anybody else.
Sure.
Or else we're going to sue you for the remainder of the contract. You know, so
I think we needed 2 hours for this session.
It's a lot.
Because you're bringing out bombs. If the listeners would like to follow you, keep in touch with you, where do we find you?
I'm there on all the social media platforms.
Okay.
So Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, and X.
Okay.
It's Ronnie L or Ronnie L Molaudze.
Okay. Ronnie L Molaudze.
Yes.
Thank you so much, Ronnie, for coming through. I think now it's time for you to go pick up the boys at school.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. My boys are waiting
for me. I hope
you
beat traffic. From Pretoria to Joburg,
I will.
Was an absolute pleasure having you. We're playing you out with Uyabusa.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
And
for
Uyabusa,
me.
Quickly, the message behind it.
Written by Sanele Mkhize. He was in Idols and he's a good friend of mine. Uyabusa, it's really just I'm a worshiper at heart. And so I said, write for me a worship song that glorifies God. Like, I can't really do it more.
Yeah.
I just want the honor, the glory.
Morena.
Fela.
Amen.
And so that's what the song is. It talks about the sovereignty of God, how good he is, how holy he is. In all the earth, the whole earth is filled with his glory.
Mm.
That's what the song says.
Yeah, even the moon and the stars worship
Everything.
Him. Ronnie Molaudze, Uyabusa, thank you so much for being here. God
thank
bless.
You. Have a good weekend.
Alrighty.
The words of the Lord are words of life. Your heart is on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you. Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.